Hi, I want to talk to you today about a very familiar scripture. It's from Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20. We use this all the time. We've heard it since we were kids. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. Now, we know that, and we use it completely out of context to talk about Jesus knocking on the door of the sinner's heart. That's still true. Actually, this scripture is talking about Jesus knocking on the door of the unrepentant believer's heart. Remember, this is one of the letters, one of the seven letters to the churches in Revelation. And this particular church, the church at Laodicea, is the one that is accused of being neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. And so, insofar as Jesus is standing at the door and wanting us to open the door, we miss the context that this is in. And I want to read further. He says in verses 21 and 22, "He who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Then chapter 4, verse 1 says this, "After this I looked, and lo, in heaven, an open door." He's just got through talking about opening a door. Now he sees an open door in heaven. "And the first voice which I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up hither, and I will show you what must take place after this.' At once I was in the spirit, and lo, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne." And he goes on to describe that. He'd just gotten through saying at the end of chapter 3 that the one who conquers will sit with me on a throne, even as he has conquered and sits with his Father on a throne. And so this is the point, is that if we open the door to our hearts, Jesus opens the door to the throne room of God. That in actual fact, where he says, "The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on a throne." What does that mean? You're sitting on the conqueror's throne. You've won the right to do that. It starts, though, with opening the door for Jesus to come in. He says, "I'm going to eat with him and he with me." And there's this fellowship. There is this mutual partaking. And let me just be clear about this. Jesus wants to open the door. There's a door in heaven that's open with a throne, and we get to sit on that throne because we have conquered, because we, first of all, opened the door. And remember, in the book of Revelation, conquering entails martyrdom. It entails giving your life to Christ. We tell people that when Jesus is knocking on the door of their heart, that they must respond by giving their life to Christ. We think we have, but are we willing to live our life for Christ? Are we willing to die for Christ? And that's the conquering that we have in the book of Revelation. In fact, the secret of the book of Revelation, spoiler alert, is that martyrdom is victory. And this is where we're going with this, is that God wants us to conquer, but he wants us to first invite Jesus in. First, maintain the fellowship, maintain the relationship, maintain the friendship. And Jesus then takes us in the spirit to an open door in heaven. I want you to be aware that God wants you to have revelation. God wants you to be able to conquer over the temptations of this earth, to conquer over the world's systems, the world's values, the temptations of the flesh, all of these things. God wants us to be on the throne, but it starts with opening our heart to that knock of Jesus. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And let's be clear, the Laodiceans just didn't understand how much they were missing. He says, "I would rather you were hot or cold." What does that mean? This doesn't mean that hot and cold are both acceptable, but if you were cold, there's at least a chance for forgiveness. Jesus says in John, at the end of John chapter 9, the Son of Man came to make blind eyes see. He's just done that to a man born blind, to make blind eyes see and seeing eyes blind. And the Pharisees say, "Are we also blind?" Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. We know what you mean. You're talking about spiritual blindness. And he says to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But because you say we see, therefore, your sin remains." And this is the point. We're lukewarm where we don't recognize our own nakedness, our own sinfulness, our own necessity to open the door for Jesus. He's knocking on the door. So I'm asking you today, as a Christian, open your door to Jesus.